Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Sidha Ganju. She's the architect of self-driving vehicles at NVIDIA. She's also Forbes 30 Under 30 and author of Practical Deep Learning, as well as an AI lead at NASA FDL. Sidha, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's a joy to be on this podcast and to really utilize this opportunity to learn from you and share my knowledge.
So I am always inspired by people that are doing things that are just interesting and unique. And what I mean by that is self-driving cars is one of those things that people talk about a lot. People always talk about Elon Musk, but also NASA, which we have a guest on that used to work at JPL, which is literally created the lunar modules that helped us even get on the moon. But I'm curious, these are both very, very, very cutting edge fields. When did you realize or think about going into these very, very just inspiring, forward-thinking fields? Were you like 2 years old, 5 years old, 2 years old? Who inspired you to really think about this level of inspiration and technology?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think early on, I was a very, I took a really practical approach to learning. I remember, you know, we used to have these classes on geology and, you know, I used to go out and find these different kind of rocks.
How old were you? How old were you when you
maybe in, you know, the second or third grade. So wow. I think I had, a very experimental bent of mind and a huge drive to learn. And I often say that I was like a sponge. I would absorb all the knowledge. And it was really irrespective of the field or the topic at hand. And I would often immerse myself in learning. And I think even today in the field of AI and being an AI researcher, you know, that affords me a lot of functionality in different verticals. So be it in space sciences, physical sciences, and that's really what's brought me to the field of self-driving cars. And because I have an interest in the applications of AI, it's also brought me to Frontier Development Lab, which is an AI accelerator within NASA. And the really cool thing about FDL is you get to do some amazing things. Like you get to, you know, work on planetary defense challenges, right? They sound amazing.
Wait,
hold on.
So let's just break this down. So first of all, NASA, again, we have listeners from 92 countries. So NASA is literally the space, anything related to space for the US government, and this Frontier Development Lab. What is that about? Just on a basic sense, you know?
Sure. So it's an applied AI research accelerator. They bring together teams of, you know, people from the AI expertise, people from different space domains, and they jointly work to solve one single problem. And it's, you know, a year-long effort, but the end result of it is something amazing. It's usually an AI-enhanced workflow. And it really allows the scientists, the space scientists, to do focused research. And that's really, really amazing for them. So if I were to tell you a story, you know, I've been working with Peter Yeniskens, who started this project known as CAMS about 10 years ago. And, you know, he would manually take a look at the night sky, take some photos and say, okay, is this a meteor or is this not a meteor in the night sky based on, you know, mathematical calculations. And over a period of a summer, we've been able to automate it. And guess what? We actually found two new meteor showers, you know, a bunch of really amazing things. The first ever instrumental evidence for another comet. So really cool stuff that can come out of applications of AI to different verticals.
So I'm curious, how do you think that relates to the every man or woman in the world where let's, especially now in this current world, You sound like a very intelligent and brainy person, but can everyday people, why should people even care or want to go to outer space, you know? Because our program in the US was defunded by a lot because people are like, why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars in the outer space? So what might you say for people
that's a really good question. Yeah.
Might not care?
So, you know, we all know about dinosaurs, that they existed a really, really long time ago, but they don't exist today, right? And so one interesting theory around the extinction of dinosaurs is that a really big asteroid hit the Earth And because of that collision, the entire Earth was covered in dust. And we obviously don't want that to happen to us, right? So we want to be able to predict if something is coming towards the Earth. So if any asteroid is on the same trajectory as Earth is today. And when we look for meteors in the night sky, that basically tells us where they are coming from in the space. So what's the planet body or the parent body that those comets or those asteroids are coming from, right? So it definitely has a huge, huge amount of importance in terms of planetary defense. And yeah, it affords us, you know, a huge amount of time to make decisions in case something like that actually happens.
Yeah. You know, I'm a super curious person. And since I'm a speaker and I hope to inspire mm-hmm. people, some people always question or wonder, Christopher, can one person make a difference? And I usually relate to them that, do you know how far the sun is? And they usually don't know. And I say, it's about 93 million miles away. And this object, 93 million miles away, literally creates life on Earth, whether warming up our oceans or creating life, literally. And what I'm saying is, that is ridiculous to think that the sun is 93 million miles away.
Yeah.
As it puts us here. So for you, are there things that you've learned, whether in AI or the space specifically, that just like boggles your mind? You're like, oh my gosh, I never knew this, Christopher.
Oh my gosh. You know, I think every day I learn something new in this area, and that's why it's so interesting for me. I think in terms of just meteor showers, you know, knowing the distinction of what really a meteor is versus what an asteroid is. I think that, you know,
what is the difference between a meteor and an asteroid? Yeah.
Yeah. So a meteor shower is basically something that takes place on the Earth. So you view it from the Earth, but when it's happening in space, you know, we have all these asteroid belts around in space, you know, in different locations between different planets, and there they are known as asteroids. So it's only when it's coming close to the Earth, when it's in a comet stage and it enters the Earth's atmosphere, does it actually become a meteor? So, you know, same thing, different names, depending on different locations. Yeah.
So this is more of a macro question that I'm going to ask you. Sure. I'm curious what you're going to answer. Like when Elon Musk was asked about what he's want to do in his life, and even in high in college, actually, a lot of people who are fairly prescient, they already know what they want to do. And I was like literally selling portable handheld fans and shoveling snow when I was 7. So even though I didn't even know what an entrepreneur meant, it was quite early. Mm-hmm. So in Elon's case, he talked about how he wants to, you know, space-faring civilization, AI, something that with energy. But what I'm saying is, even in college, he had that awareness and direction. So for you, you're past college and past your master's. I'm curious, where do you want to really focus your energy, your passion, your spirit in the next decades?
Yeah, I think, again, developing, you know, techniques that are applicable in the real world. So I don't want to be, you know, be a research scientist who just develops things within a lab or within a research team, but also, what is the application of that research in the real world? I think that really interests me a lot. And it's got a lot of impact, right? If it can impact even one person in the real world, I think it has a huge meaning.
And who do you want to impact? Do you want to impact kids, adults, the world, a certain country, women, men? Mm. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you have a certain audience that you want to really focus on?
Yeah. So I think I've been doing, you know, a lot of different things, and the demography that is impacted by each of them, like each of the work that I've been doing, is slightly different. So I've been fortunate enough to, you know, learn from people who are already in the field of AI. And so as a way to democratize knowledge and share everything that I've learned, you know, I compiled all my knowledge into a book, Practical Deep Learning for Cloud, Mobile, and Edge. And it really allows one to stand on the shoulders of giants and develop a practitioner's viewpoint. And of course, this was really fueled by what people really needed, because I used to go to a lot of conferences and people, including college students, would ask me, you know, how do we get started in AI? And the question really boiled down to, once you are a beginner or you get started, how do you actually become a practitioner? So what is that catalyst that really accelerates the learning process? And this is something that, you know, I've heard you also talk about in terms of, you know, going to the gym or learning how to meditate, right? There has to be a coach or some kind of a catalyst that really accelerates the process. And of course, there is resilience because you have to keep at it. But in the book, we really have a conversation about how does an idea go from an idea stage to a product where it can have an impact on real people and people actually use it.
Awesome. Siddha, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our listeners read your book and connect with you?
Yeah, so my book is available on Amazon, Safari or O'Reilly's reading platform, and you should feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
Great, Siddha. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.